Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, Lord of my heart,
Good evening, my brothers and sisters. I just want to thank God for this prayer line. I want to thank the Lord for my brothers and sisters that come to join in this prayer line early. And may God get all the glory. So let us go into a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to thank you tonight, come to praise you and to glorify you. Father, which art in heaven, we thank you, Father, for this prayer line. We thank you for your people that come in to join and get to share their testimonies and the blessing they had during the week. Father, all things to give glory to you. Thank you. And now, Lord, as we lift up this prayer line to you, we pray that you will allow your Holy Spirit to lead and guide and to keep us as we come to just be blessed on this prayer line, listening and hearing other testimonies. Oh, Father, your long-suffering, your patience, your goodness, Father, has been so good to us, and that we have to come and just say thank you for what you have done. Now we ask him, Father, to bless the brothers and sisters to come on, and may they press one and share, because God, they are testifying and praising you with all their testimonies, and whatever they share, is the glory goes to you. So, Father, now as we pray for your word, for you to bless your word, for the bless and send your Holy Spirit upon this prayer line with us, we ask him, Father, for your Holy Spirit to lead and guide us. Whatever we choose to say, let it be to glorify God. And, Lord, we pray that your Holy Spirit lead us and to the word which you have to give to this prayer line. So, Father, I pray a blessing over the word of God. I pray for our speaker when he come on and when the Lord use him to bring the word to us, may he be blessed and may you cover him, Father, with the blessing of your Holy Spirit and teaching us and helping us to know more, learn more on this prayer line. So we give you thanks and give you praise. And Father, we also want to lift up all the others that joining us across the country. The ones that come on from, I believe it's Canada, it's many states, many countries. So Father, I'm asking you to bless their name. I don't have the names here, but sisters and brothers, we welcome you to Advent Light Ministry. And we thank you. In the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. And now, brothers and sisters, we're going to read from the board, the last day event. So sometimes this has powerful points. It says, in the word of God only is this clearly set forth. Here it is shown that the strength of nation as of individual is not found in the opportunities of the faculty that appear to make them invincible. It is not found in their boast greatness. It is measured by the infidelity, with which they fulfill God's purpose. And I'm going to stop there because I do want to read from the Bible. Amen? And I'm going to read Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 through 3 again, because this shows who is our creator. And it said, God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the Father by the prophet, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he had appointed heirs of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majestic on high. And brothers and sisters, we see that our Father is supposed to be and is to be praised, because there's none other like him. And so we just want to give him thanks. We want to give him praise. And we ask that our brothers and sisters press one so you can share. Amen. Press one. Let me open the board. Okay. Amen. We have others than press one, and we got Sister Tanika 272. Your line is open, and I believe Sister Tanika want to bring us a song. Amen. And brother, sister, welcome to Advent Light Ministry. And we ask him that everyone please share. And thank you. Thank you, Sister Tanika. And you may sing your song. I believe you want to share a song with us first.
Amen. Thank you so much for opening my line, Sister Leola. I greatly appreciate that. I would like to share a song with you all, my dear beloved brothers and sisters. I'm Miss Tanika from Pennsylvania. And the title of the song is called Take Sides with Jehovah, and it's taken from Exodus chapter 32, verses 26. So, amen. Once with confusion our sad hearts were filled, drinking the cup of religion just filled. But with what happiness our hearts were filled, when of God's kingdom we heard. Take sides with Jehovah, make him your delight. He'll never forsake you. Walk on in his light. Tell the glad tidings of freedom and peace. Through by Christ Jesus will ever increase. Shoulder to shoulder we stand on God's side, preaching the news of his kingdom earthwide. Now is the time for each one to decide, time to take sides with our God. Take sides with Jehovah, make him your delight. He'll never forsake you. Walk on in his light. Help the God tidings of freedom and peace. His rule by Christ Jesus will ever increase. We will not fear what the devil can do. Trust in Jehovah will carry us through. Though there are many and though we are few, God is our strength and our might. Take sides with Jehovah, make him your delight. He'll never forsake you. Walk on in his light. Hail to the glad tidings of freedom and peace. His rule by Christ Jesus will ever increase. Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank you so much, Sister Leola, for opening my line to sing that song. And I have one Bible verse I'd like to share with you before I leave. It's taken from Psalms chapter 121, verse 1 through 8. And it says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence comes my help. My help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul.
The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. Amen. So thank you so much for opening my line. God bless you all. And I'd like to lift up everyone on the prayer line for prayer requests. I'm lifting up all my beloved brothers and sisters on this prayer line, Sister Leola and her precious family. I'd like to lift them up in prayer. Brother Rick and his family, Sister Powell in Jamaica and Alex Nation, I'm lifting them all up in prayer and sending love out to her and all of her loved ones, her children, her grandchildren, and to Alex Nation. Bless her ministry as well. And I also lift up Sister Stephanie and KJ and Kaja as well. And also Brother Eli and his mom, Sister Daisy, who's still under the weather. Still praying for her for healing and praying for Sister Eva as well for healing and strength within her. So God bless you all, my precious brothers and sisters. Love you all. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Tamiko, for the song. And I'm telling you, what a beautiful voice. And singing to God is the best thing that he loves. He loves singing to him and praising him. So we want to thank you for sharing that song with us. And as we are enjoying even just the share of that song, the scriptures, and all, the Bible said we shall come together and fellowship and worship God, you know, because there won't be no one person in heaven. And as the Bible said, there won't be no just you or just I there. No, it's going to be many as God would love his children. So I just want to thank you so much, Sister Tamiko, for coming and praising God on the prayer line. And may God continue to bless you, my sister, as he is. Okay, we're going to go to the next caller, and we will lift those prayers up also as my sister has requests. So we're going to open the next line. We see our brother is here waiting, and we want to thank you. I saw you early on the line, so I say, well, I'm going to get there, brother. So I'm opening the line now for 518-744. Opening your line, and may you give us your
name
and where you're calling from.
Yeah, thank you, Sister Viola. It's Brother Rick from Fort Ann, New York, and just praising the Lord for another day, Sister. Wow, it was a little rainy and wet here, and a little bit cold, but not bad, you know. God is good. He gives us what we need when we need it, and just thanking the Lord for Sister Tamiko. She is always faithful, coming out and singing those beautiful songs and encouraging all the brothers and sisters, and she sends me texts every day, and I look at them, and it just makes me smile, and I just thank Sister Tamiko for being an encourager, for lifting up God to all of her brothers and sisters, and, you know, sometimes when you're having a bad day, it just changes the whole day. It just picks you up and says, wow, you know, God is there, he is caring. And he has his children on this earth that are caring and loving and willing and able to take their time and encourage the brothers and sisters. Last week when Brother Bernard got on and mentioned Sister Tamiko and how it was partly her for getting him to come back to the line, that was just an amazing testimony. And if Brother Bernard comes back, he's a good brother. I see him. See his posts on Facebook quite often, and he's still praising the Lord even in the midst of his trials. So we need to keep Brother Bernard in our prayers. He is he's having some difficulties, but you know what? God is good. God will carry him through, and we just need to keep encouraging him and loving him, and he will be back. He said he would love to come back and speak on the prayer line one of these days. So. And just praising the Lord that he is still working on Brother Bernard, and he's not going to leave him. He's not going to leave him high and dry. So, just wanted to share a couple verses, Sister Leola. I was speaking with Michael. I've mentioned Michael on the prayer line before. He is up in Maine. He has cancer. He is feeling very poorly. He has been fighting this for quite some time. I met with him in the the 1st of July is actually the date that I met with him. And now we are just about into October, and he's been fighting his cancer even before that, 3 or 4 months before that, and it's taken its toll on him. He has lost weight, but you know what? He has not lost his faith in the Lord. And I called him up to encourage him, to pray for him, to just see if he needed anything. And this is, he's just an amazing man. He could barely talk. He could barely whisper. And he had his wife read this verse for me, which I'm going to read a couple of verses from 1 Peter 5, starting with verse 6. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. And Michael's wife, Sonia, read me this last verse, verse 10. But the God of all grace, who hath called us into his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. And she said, you know, Michael and I have been claiming this promise. As he is suffering, he is praying that the Lord is perfecting him through this and will strengthen him and will settle him. So that was my prayer for Michael today, that God would continue to strengthen him, give him the strength that he needs to get through this. He has been so faithful and doing all the things that the health message has instructed us to do when it's cancer and these kind of sicknesses. And, I mean, he is just so good about keeping to a strict diet, no sugar, nothing that would feed this cancer. And it's still ravaging his body. So let's just lift up Michael and Sonia tonight on the prayer line. Just pray for them. And I'd just like to say a prayer for some of the brothers and sisters if I have time. I'll make it short, but let's bow our heads. Lord, we just want to lift up our brothers and sisters on the prayer line. I was just talking about Michael and Sonia up in Maine, Lord. I just pray for them, Lord. You would strengthen them, Lord, that you would not leave them high and dry, Lord. You won't. We know you won't, because you've never done that for anyone else, Lord. Father, you are good. You are gracious. You are merciful. You are the mighty God, the everlasting Father. Lord, you are the healer, the creator, the redeemer. And Lord, we just lift them up to you in their time of need, Lord. They are fighting this thing every single day, and Michael is in pain, Lord. He hurts. He's tired, and he's barely able to even talk anymore, Lord. He is praising you still, Lord, and he even is praying for others in the midst of his affliction. But please, we just lift him up to you, Lord. Father, I just lift up Sister Tanika and her family, Lord, and she is so faithful and encouraging all the brothers and sisters on this prayer line, Lord. I lift up her son, Taiwan, Lord, especially, Lord, if you know what is going on with him. And as we lift up Taiwan, I want to lift up Ashley, my daughter, and also Sister Leola's son, Jarvis. They all have the same addiction, Lord. And, Lord, without you, they will never overcome. But, Lord, you have promised that if they would just turn to you, you would heal them, that you would bring them from where they are and home. So, Lord, we are claiming that promise tonight. You will work in a mighty way in their lives, Lord, that they will be able to come on this prayer line with a mighty testimony, Lord, that will change other people's lives. Oh, Father, be with each one of us in your name. Lord, I lift up Brother Bernard to you also, Father. He is in the midst of affliction. He is fighting a bad shoulder and personal problems, Lord. But Lord, he has not lost his faith in you. He is still praising you. He is still struggling to keep his relationship with you alive. Lord, so please honor him, give him strength, give him peace, Lord, or just bring him back to the prayer line so that we can hear him, so that we can hear his praises, and we can just thank you for keeping him, Lord. Father, lift up Brother Yudi, Sister Melissa out in Arkansas. Think of Sister Powell in Jamaica, Lord, and her mission there, Lord, her children there, Lord. Just please bless them and bless her, oh Lord. Bring her back safely, Lord, so that we can hear her again. You can hear her testimony and your goodness to her. Father, be with Brother O'Neill, and Lord, we have just so many people we want to lift up, but I will stop there because we know we have other people waiting to get on the line, Lord. So, Lord, just be with each of us that are listening tonight, that will be witnessing with their testimony, Lord, and especially be with Sister Leola and her family that she is hosting tonight for our Father. Please bless and guide them. And thank you, and we praise you, Lord. Lord, I just want to remember Sister Katie, too. She is one of our faithful listeners, and Lord, she is always lifting up her children, her grandchildren. Lord, we just want to lift them up this moment to guide them and bless them. Thank you, and we praise you, Lord. Guide us and keep us, Lord. You know, the devil is trying to devour us, but Lord, you are stronger than he, and if we stay with you, Lord, you will take all the way to the end, through the end, through glory, Lord. So we just claim that promise tonight. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, sister.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Brother Rick, for, I'm telling you, the prayers that my brothers and sisters lift up one another. Thank you so much. You didn't just pray for your own. You pray for all the brothers and sisters. I'm just lifting up the brother that you've been praying for this with that cancer. And, you know, nobody knows what he's going through until they done been through it themselves or they're going through
Amen.
It. So, and my sister Brenda always said, oh, y'all don't understand what kind of pain I'm having. And, you know, and then I see my uncle, he start having the same pain she would have. I have certain things going on, and everybody having pain. And she said, oh, now y'all know what I'm going through. So I just want to say, you know, we just got to keep lifting him up because Brother Rick,
Amen.
What that young man could be going through, you know, it could be. And, you know, we have heard some people go through so much pain, they kill themselves. I just, that was somebody I was reading about. They were going through so much pain, they end up shooting themselves or killing themselves. One way or the other, they killed themselves. And we just got to keep lifting people up because, like you say, the pain is so bad to the point that a person say, well, I can't take it no more. But all in all, we got to know to trust in him. And, you know, because certain things, we have done it to ourselves, and most of the time, by God's grace, we just got to keep going and keep having faith. And I was reading earlier, he said, it won't always, evil will not last every day. It will not last always. It got to pass sometimes. Just like pain, it will pass. It may come again, but keep praying and keep your mind on Christ.
Amen.
You know, that's about all I could tell you. Because I don't feel another person's pain. I know what I feel. So by God's grace, we're going to, Brother Rick, have lift him up, and we're just going to thank God for what he has already prayed for. So, Brother Rick, thank you for praying for all brothers and sisters. I've heard you pray for myself, Jarvis, Sister Brenda, Sister Tamiko, Sister, oh, you lift up Sister Katie. You lift up so many people in that little short time of prayer. And we second that prayer, everybody on this prayer line. We in agreement, and we thank God for answering. So thank you once again, Brother Rick, for coming on to share, and also a supporter of the prayer line. Because, sisters and brothers, we all support when we come on and share our testimony. Without you, this is not a prayer line. It has to be included.
Amen.
You all make up this prayer line. So, and God sees your heart and how you come to share your testimonies and give your praise about him. Because you know what? He wants you to praise him amongst other people. You don't praise him and just to yourself, giving yourself praise. No, you see, when other people on here that's going through something, you give praise, you are giving God praise. That's the praise he wants.
Amen.
Amen? Yes. Thank you, Brother Rick. Amen. I say amen, too. So as Brother Rick has shared and gave his testimony and shared his praise and his prayer on the prayer line, you know, that's all what Christ is telling us. We got to be ministers. And so thank you once again, Brother Rick, for sharing and giving us all the prayers that that been requested. And we just want to continue to ask, as we lift up Sister Ashley, his daughter, his wife, his family, you know. So thank you so much as we go forward. Amen. So thank you once again, Brother
Amen.
Ray. Give me just a second, Brother. And we're going to go to the next caller. Amen. The next caller is 985-232. We're opening your line. Amen. You can give us your name and where you're calling from.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. I just want to thank the Lord for watching over us and waking us up, and thank him for his wonderful gift. We woke up this morning. Brother Rick was praying for each and every one of us. And I do thank him for thinking about everyone. I do myself, when I pray, I lift up all of our brothers and sisters on this prayer line. And I thank God for them, because we all make a whole. And I make sure I lift them all up. May God keep them in peace, bless them, and give them what they need, if he know them, and continue lifting their family up every day, every night. I would like to read a prayer, a devotion prayer. Lord, it's not natural to be natural man, to return good for evil. Blessing for cursing, prayer for mistreatment, but that is the tall order you have given us. Help us keep our spirit loving toward others and desiring their well-being, even when we have suffered some wrong at their hands. Amen. What a beautiful prayer. I just thank God that he just give us these words of encouragement so that we can use them to do better when people do us evil. And I just thank God that I'm kept away from people that do evil, and I don't have to do anything. I know some days don't come, but when they come, He looked like he just moved me out of sight, or he freezes my tongue. So I thank God for that, because then I don't have anxiety don't kick in. Because anxiety kicks in, then I get very disturbed. So I thank him for that. And I thank him for my brothers and sisters on that in life. I ask him to lift us up, keep us safe, and give us what we need. He know what we need. Prayer, number one, and we need to keep us safe. And he promised to do all that for us. We might have little ups and downs going through things, but we know that's going to occur. And it's still this picture world here, because this is what we're living in these times, last days, and we know that it's going to be like this. So I just thank him. I want to ask for prayer for Sister Power in Jamaica to keep her ministry afloat, taking care of what she have to do, and return back to us in the same shape. I just want to thank Sister Stephanie for praying for me, and Sister Carla, Sister Brother Rick, and Sister Leola, everybody host the prayer line, and Brother Eli. And keep all them in prayer, too. And the rest, and Sister Barnaby, and all our prayer wars. And Sister Tamika, we just have to continue praying for one for another, and the prayer line was very smooth. I just thank each and everyone, and God bless them, and we're going to continue praying. And Sister Leola, of this getting, and God bless y'all, and we keep praying one for another. Amen.
Yeah, I'd like to say hello to everyone. This is Brother John from home, Louisiana. And yeah, just praise the Lord. It's been a blessed day today. And it's been a nice, peaceful day today. I just want to do some things tomorrow to lost the life. Like, I don't know, find some things to do, take care of the house or whatever, some things to keep myself busy, keep me moving. I like to keep moving and, you know, stay busy. That's just the way I like to live my life. I changed a lot with that, too. I used to like to just lay back and do as little as I can every day. But when my thoughts changed and stuff, and I turned to the Lord, and I realized that I like to stay busy now, to keep my body active, keep on the move, keep active, and it keeps my mind, my thoughts, and everything active. And I just want to say, studying the word and stuff like that, it keeps me feeling really alive. So studying the word keeps me alive, and I just thank God. So God bless. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother John, for coming on and sharing. And I tell you, my brother-in-law, he is really gaining from Jesus his power. His faithfulness, his consistent, praise God, learning all about how to keep Christ before him and staying busy with something to do, because, you know, the scripture says that when a person is just always not having nothing to do, and that scripture, I know how it goes. It's something about the devil's playground when a person just not doing nothing. And I can't remember that scripture right now, but Brother John, by you staying busy, you know that Christ always was a man. If he wasn't working, he was out ministering. He always was helping somebody with something. So you are taking that life of Christ. And, brother, as I see it and as I hear it, I'm giving God. All I can say is praise God, from whom all the blessing flows. So thank you. And thank you, Sister Brenda. You know, it takes, and as Christ is doing these things little by little in your all life, I'm truly praising God that you are coming to give the testimony of these good things that you two are doing. So we are seeing you two grow. And it's been, the prayer line been praising it. So the power have seen it. Everybody knew it. So praise God as y'all continue to grow, and God will continue to feed as long as you are accepting and following him. Amen. So thank you so much. Y'all be blessed, and we're going to open the next line. Thank you, Brother John and Sister Brenda. Amen. Now we're going to open the next line, Brother Eli, and 857, Brother Eli, your line is open.
Hello, brothers and sisters. Hello, beloved. My beloved brothers and sisters, how are you today? Brothers and sisters, I hope you are blessed today, brothers and sisters, because God have a plan for you all on this prayer line, brothers and sisters. God is awesome. He's worthy to be praised, brothers and sisters. He's a marvelous God. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. There is no one else like him. Sister Miola, Sister Tamiko, everyone on this line, I'd like to thank God for his love, for his mercy. I would like to thank God for everything you have done for me. And Sister Miola, I have a prayer request, my dear sister. My prayer request is to lift up my mother in prayer. My mother needs a lot of prayer, Sister Miola. My mother needs more prayer, more power. So lift up my mother in prayer. Lift me up in prayer, Sister Miola. And Sister Miola, please lift up Brother Jimmy in prayer. His name is Brother Jimmy. Brother Jimmy's on this line at the moment. I'm asking for Brother Jimmy. If you're on this prayer line, Brother Jimmy, push number one. And Sister Miola, well, open your line, my dear brother. My Brother Jimmy, Sister Miola, please lift up Brother Jimmy in prayer. Don't forget to lift up his wife, Sister Nancy. Lift up Sister Nancy in prayer. Don't forget to pray for Sister Nancy's daughters too in prayer. And Sister Miola, I want to sing a song for that brother too, Sister Miola, because his name is Brother Jimmy. He used to come on the line how many times? Like 3 times, but Sister Miola, he's on this prayer line right now for the 3rd time, Sister Miola. God is good for him. God is a marvelous God, Sister Miola. God is good, brothers and sisters. God is good, brothers and sisters. He's worthy to be praised. Brothers and sisters, let's give God praise. Let's give him honor and praise, brothers and sisters, because he's an awesome God. He's a mighty God. And pray for Sister Nancy's daughters too, Sister Miola, but Brother Jimmy will say the names when he come on this line, but he's on this prayer line, Sister Miola. Let me sing a song that he will be blessed with that song. Drive me close to you. Ooh, never let me go. Again, I feel like prayer, Sister Miola, because I feel the spirit of the Lord. I'm your friend. Ooh, you are my desire. Ooh, no one else will do. Ooh, nothing else. Take your place. Here is there, my friend. Ooh, help me find a way. Bring me back to you. Oh, you are. You're all I never needed. You're all I want. Oh, help me know you, honey. Oh, help me know you, honey. Let us Praise us to be all. Yes, Lord God, Heavenly Father, Lord God, we magnify your name, God, this moment, God. God, we want to praise your name, God. We want to give you thanks, God, and praise because, God, you're awesome. God, you're worthy to be praised, Lord. God, we come to you, Lord, at this moment, God, because, God, we love you so much, Lord. There is no one else like you, God. God, this moment, God, we want to lift our sister, Miola, Lord, who is hosting, Lord. We ask, God, the Miola, God, the power, Lord. We ask, God, to give sister Miola deliverance, Lord. We ask, God, to come deliver sister Miola, God, and this prayer line, Lord. We ask, God, while she's hosting the prayer line, Lord, we ask, God, to come deliver her, Lord. We ask, God, to watch over sister Miola, Lord. God, we want to lift up individual to you, Lord. God, we want to lift up brother Jimmy to you, Lord. We ask to God, allow brother Jimmy, God, to bring a special message on this line to you, Lord, one of these days, Lord. Allow brother Jimmy, God, to bring a message, Lord. Bring a powerful message, God, for the youth, Lord, for everyone on this prayer line, Lord. Allow brother Jimmy, God, to be a part of that ministry, Lord. I feel like ministry, Lord. Allow him to bring a powerful message, Lord. We ask God to watch over him, Lord. We ask God to come bless brother Jimmy, God. God, we want to thank you, God, for what you have done for brother Jimmy, Lord. God, allow him to bring a special message from you, Lord. Allow him to preach on this prayer line, Lord. Allow him to come preach on this prayer line, Lord, to give you thanks, God, to give you honor, Lord. God, we ask God to give brother Jimmy deliverance, Lord. We ask God to come deliver him, God, at this moment, God. God, while your brother Jimmy's on this prayer line, Lord, allow him to share his testimony, Lord, to share his praise report, Lord. Allow him to bring his prayer request, Lord. God, we want to thank you, God, for what you have done for him, Lord. God, we want to lift our sister Nancy to you, Lord, his wife, Lord. We ask God to watch over sister Nancy, Lord. We ask God to come deliver sister Nancy tonight, Lord. We ask God to watch over her, Lord. God, we want to lift sister Nancy's daughter, God, who's going to start high school, Lord. We ask God to go with them tomorrow, Lord. We ask God to be with them, Lord. We ask God allow them to learn English, Lord. Allow them to learn speech, Lord. Allow them to learn English, Lord. We ask God to watch over them, Lord. We ask God to cover them, Lord, with your righteousness, Lord. God, allow them to start high school, Lord. Allow them to start high school tomorrow morning, Lord. God, allow them to give you praise, God. Allow them to give you honor and praise, Lord, because God, you're good, God. God, you're marvelous, God. God, we ask God, allow Sister Miola, God, to open Brother Jimmy's line to, Lord. When Brother Jimmy's on this line, Lord, allow Sister Miola, Lord, to open this line, Lord. We ask God to come bless Brother Jimmy, Lord. God, we want to lift up Sister Tamiko, Lord, and her family members, Lord. God, we want to lift up everyone, God, in the prayer line, Lord. We ask God to watch one guy in the prayer line, Lord. God, we want to thank you, God, for what you have done for everyone, Lord. God, we want to thank you, God, for what you have done for all of us, God. Bless us, God. God, allow Brother Jimmy, God, to hear the message on this prayer line, Lord. Allow Brother Jimmy, God, to hear a powerful message on this prayer line, Lord. God, allow Brother Jimmy, God, to bring his prayer request, Lord. Allow Brother Jimmy, God, to pray, God. Allow him to pray, God, for a second prayer, Lord. We ask for God, allow Brother Jimmy, God, to bring a prayer, Lord. We ask for God to come deliver him, Lord. God, break every chain, God, for him, Lord. God, break every chain, God. God, we ask for God to cover his window post, Lord. We ask for God to cover his door post, Lord. God, we ask for God to watch over his wife, Lord. God, we want to thank you, God, for what you have done for his wife, Lord. God, we ask for God to cover their window post, Lord. We ask for God to cover his wife's daughter window post, Lord. Cover her doorpost, Lord. Cover their doorpost, God. God, in the name of Jesus, give them deliverance, God. Give them the power, Lord. Give them deliverance, Lord. Give them the victory, God. God, we want to thank you, God, for what you have done for all of us, God, in this line, Lord. Bless us to Miola, Lord. God, we want to thank you, God, for what you have done for us, Lord. Bless us, God. Watch over us, God. God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Prayer line. He's on the prayer line.
Amen.
Jimmy.
Amen. It will
We will lift Brother Jimmy up, and Brother Jimmy, press 1, and we will open your line. Amen. And brothers and sisters, we know that Brother Eli has such a loving heart to lift us up in prayer and to just cry to the Lord for us. And as he always do every morning, and we just thank God for him, for his goodness. Amen. Because he's always going to lift somebody up in prayer, his friends, his coworkers, those that we go to school with, the ones he worked with, all those things. Brother Eli, just bring them to God in prayer. Amen. So we just want to keep him before God. So we're going to go to the next caller. Amen. And God is good. 518-951. We're going to open your line. And your line is open. Can you give us your name and where you're calling from?
Okay. Hello, my dear beloved. This is Sister Powell calling from Kingston, Jamaica. I just want to give God thanks and praise. Brothers and sisters, we are in the presence of God, and God is listening to us. He knows what we are doing. He knows our heart, brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason why this evening I just want to thank God for temperance. In everything we do, God wants us to be temperance. And I am so happy that God has been using us so that we can able to carry the gospel message out. This is a message that we have to carry. And in everything we do, even the message, we have to be temperance with it, because God gave us, you know, chances day by day, minute by minute. And he wants us, as he said, he loves to hear us when we settle in the truth. So I thank God for the truth, and I thank God for this message. I just want my brothers and sisters to know that we are doing fine here. We are actually expecting a storm turning to a hurricane. We are having rain and breeze, but, you know, God is in control. And all we have to do is to trust him and believe that he's able to do it. I'm so grateful to know that I am here and the work has been going on. So I'm asking you all to continue to lift us up in prayer. Remember that we are here in this side and a storm and also a hurricane, but God is in control. Pray for us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 I am still on the line.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was on mute. I'm sorry. Sister Powell is back with us, brothers and sisters, and her line is open. Your line is open, Sister Powell. We were
yes,
about to go in prayer.
Yes, my dear beloved, good evening. I was talking, and eventually I heard that the line is mute. Kid, right?
But no, it wasn't mute. It said it has dropped. It said you dropped.
All right. Yes, my dear beloved, as I was mentioning that we are doing okay over here. We are having some rain and also some breeze and some black fog. But you know what? We are safe so far. And I'm asking you all to continue to pray for our family in Guysville, right? The Alex Nation with the Williams family. I know they are in danger right now, but I hope that they found some other shelter that they could leave their whole home, that they could, you know, go to get some shelter, you know. So that's my prayer. We were supposed to go over today, but because of the rain, my dear beloved, we did not take the chance to travel on the highway, so we are here. But I am lifting them up in prayer. Just want to thank God for Sister Brenda and Brother John for their prayers, and also their testimonies and also their growth in Christ. And, you know, mm-hmm. God is so good. He's so great. He knows what we need. But, my dear beloved, this is the time, now is the time, that we all have to give the Lord all. Nothing in our mm-hmm. hands we bring, but simple to the cross we bring. So just lift up everyone in prayer so that we will be faithful, that when he comes, brothers and sisters, we will be faithful in all things. Thank you, Sister Leola, for opening my line. God bless.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Powell. We are going to lift you up in prayer right now, and I'm asking my sisters and brothers, please be with me in prayer, because it's nothing more than we are praying and asking our Heavenly Father to please be with the Jamaicans, because they are just getting themselves back together, and it's very hard to put all this stuff back together because the funds is already, it's hard, and then for something, for another hurricane come and, you know, mess up things, it's really going to be tough. So, brothers and sisters, we know that our Father is able to do anything but fail, but we do know that things has been tough, and getting these funds in, that Alex has built this home for the Williams family. So let us pray and ask the Father to cover and to protect and to keep them from any hurt, harm, or danger. Let us pray, brothers and sisters. Heavenly Father, once again, Father, Lord, as we bring Sister Power and her ministry to you, Father. Father, we know everything is in your hand. And Father, you said that when we are in your hand, you said no man can pluck us out. But Father, you keep us. It is us that choose to leave. But Heavenly Father, Sister Power has this ministry here in Jamaica, Lord. And what she has done there, Lord. Lord, Father, we pray, Father, that your blessing would be covering this whole area, Father, to keep them and protect them and from any hurt, harm, or danger, Father, especially the Williams family home, Lord. Lord, Father, this home is to glorify you. It is to give you praise. Father, this young man has put work, this young man, young 18-year-old young man has did a marvelous job as we see Christ-like character in this young man, because Lord, ain't no 18-year-old had the wisdom. I haven't seen the wisdom or just the motivation for an 18-year-old to build a home from scratch, from ground up, Lord, without a diagram or whatever you want to call that structure when you have to draw out a house. This young man built it from the mind and how Christ gave him that design. So Heavenly Father, as you put in these in your people, Lord Father, to bring up homes, to bring up and to build things that God has given him wisdom to do, Father, oh, bless the name of our Father and our Savior and what you have allowed your people to do. Father, you have allowed them to build up a house, Lord, with hands. They don't have no machinery, Lord, that they use in the United States that can bring these heavy and large stones and iron and all this stuff. But yet, Lord, you allow them to build with their hands. Heavenly Father, all we can say is praise God. Thank you, Father, for bringing such ability to these young people. And, Father, we pray, Father, that you give him more wisdom and more knowledge, because, God, we know what the Word says. All knowledge comes from God, and he's able to distribute to whom he pleases. So, Heavenly Father, we pray for Alex Nation. We lift him up to you, Father, that he may make his way to the next home after he's done with this one, Lord, and that you continue to work in this young man the life of Christ and what he, and especially he got a mother there now, teaching him and grooming him, Lord Father, and how he should behave and how he should work and keep his Savior first in his life and let God know he thank him for the knowledge that he given to him. Oh, Father, thank you right now. Lord, Sister Power has been in many lives. Lord, I thank you for being in my life. Lord, she has touched everybody's life on this prayer line. So, Heavenly Father, Lord God, we just pray that you continue to bless our mother, Lord, that she touched the lives of many people, Lord, Father, on the prayer line in Jamaica, in New York, everywhere she go, Father. She is building your apostles. She's building your disciples, I want to say, and she's helping them to build all around, everywhere she goes. So, Heavenly Father, I thank you for our mother. I thank you for giving her that wisdom. I thank you for leading and teaching her and giving her the boldness that she can speak to others and do your will. Oh, Father, thank you, Father. I thank you for what you're doing. Now, Lord, as we pray about this storm, Lord, we ain't praying for this storm to be directed another way. We ain't praying for this storm to, we praying for this storm that you are able, as Jesus said to Peter when they said, don't be afraid. Be of good courage and have faith, he said. He said, and that storm came to a calm because Christ was able to be there and to prove to them this is just a little wind, that because you're so afraid, you're so fearful, and it's raging. But have faith, he said, and believe that this storm is going to die. Let it die, Father, and not send it to no other way. But, Father, we thank you, but because we're coming in faith and believing that you will control and you will have all power over this bad weather, over this storm, over everything that can affect a people that you are trying to build up. Lord, you building up the people in Jamaica right there with Sister Power. You are trying to tell them, don't put off today for tomorrow, but accept Christ right now, him in his righteousness. Plead to the Father, surrender, and accept this love, his gift that he's given right now. Because God is saying, my children, I love you. My arm is stretched out to reach for you. But will you come? He just said, come, and I will give you rest. Oh, Father, help your people to hear you. Help them to understand, because God is a loving God, and he just want to save his children and keep them from any hurt, harm, or danger. Oh, Father, thank you tonight. Thank you for this prayer line. Thank you, Father, for Sister Power. Thank you for Brother Rick, Sister Tamika, my brother-in-law, my sister, for Brother Eli, for Brother Bernard was on here sharing with us last week. May he come again. Thank you for Brother O'Neill, Sister Carla. Oh, Father, thank you for all our brothers and sisters. Lord, we thank you for Brother Yudi, for what he has done with the prayer line. He brought it together. And now, Lord, we pray for him and lift him up, asking that you help him, strengthen him, and, Lord, help him to hear your voice. Father, we pray, dear Lord, if we have missed any one of our sisters and brothers, Sister Barnaby and so many others, Father, if I have forgotten any name, Sister Stephanie, oh, Father, I believe Sister Sophia was baptized this week. Lord, I thank you, Jesus. I believe she said she sent me something, but, Father, I'm just praising you that she has given her heart and her life to you, Lord. Lord, it was just a timing that she was going to that water. She had accepted. So now, Father, she has made her step, and we thank you. We praise you tonight, Lord. Bless Brother Akeem James tonight, which will bring the message to us. Bless each and every one, Father. Bless Sister Power home. Lord, I'm asking you to bless our whole land. Encamp around our whole land. Have your holy angels to protect her, to keep her, Father. And all that she has done, protect it, Lord, Father. Even that little baby that she had been tending to, the mother, that the mother passed, but Sister Power been a grandma to the daughter and to her little sister. Father, I'm asking that you help that young lady. I forget her name, but help her, Lord. Help her to understand that the Bible tells us to teach them how to fish. And so they began to fish for themselves. So, Father, thank you as we all on this prayer line. We lift up our brothers and sisters to you, Heavenly Father, and we ask that you pour out your spirit upon us, that we may choose to serve you and keep your word. And we ask all this in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. We do pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. And now we're going to ask our sister, our mother, do she have anything else that she would like to share with us? Sister Power, anything else?
Yeah.
We know.
Okay.
We know that.
Yes, what,
go
I,
ahead,
what I will share, my dear beloved, God is good. He is so great. He is worthy to be praised. And I am just encourage each one. Let us continue to study his word. Let us continue to be faithful and just witness to others and let people know Jesus loves them. Dear beloved, I have been giving out great controversy. I've been giving out Step to Christ, Minister of Healing, and, you know, the National Sunday Lord, Ten Commandments, the Sabbath, the Sabbath Track, Wildfire. So I'm asking for prayer for those who receive it. I will just share this little testimony, and this is a testimony of praise. I have my neighbor here. He's a superintendent of police, and eventually he got sick last Thursday, right? He came. He wasn't at home, and eventually it seems that he got a stroke. Well, my nephew took him down to the hospital, and they had met him there, and he was in the hospital. Could not walk, my brothers and sisters. He could not stand up, and he was in the hospital for around maybe 3-4 days, and eventually prayer. I do pray and ask people to pray for him, and by Friday, Thursday evening here, Thursday past, I saw somebody drove up, the police vehicle drove up in the place, and who was it? The guy came out. He came out, they put him on the step, and after they took him his stuff, and he couldn't move, brother. So I'm saying to myself, why they let out this gentleman out of this hospital and he couldn't do anything for himself? Well, my nephew came down, he called, and my nephew, faithful one, the one that you saw was doing the construction mason on the Williams house. And he came down, and I'm telling you, my dear, I just have to say you are paramedic. Your boy, as we call, you are here. And he took him in. He actually walked him in, you know, behind, and he took his little step, and he went in. After he went in, my dear, my niece came up, and they had to help him, you know, do all things, you know, change him, this, and get him to bed. Well, they put him to bed. Don't you know that happened Thursday? And by Friday, my dear beloved, I never see a healing process so fast. By Friday, all is a team of his workers came up, superintendents, and that the place was full with them. They came up to look for them. So I went out, I saw them, say, hello, how are you doing, and welcome them, and they were there. So I was able to share a bunch of book with them, and I'm telling you, they were so happy having the book, and they went and they got peer and a key and some other stuff, you know, and they were there. And it was his birthday too, Friday, so he sat down on the chair. I went out here and I wish him all the best, wish him another mile. He know what God has done for him. This is the time for him to give God all, you know, because God is the one who touched your body so that you was able to heal fast. My dear beloved, I never see a healing process happen so fast. Just in that period of time, that gentleman was able to get up out of his chair, go on the stoop outside. Other friends came after those batch leave. Another batch came, and they were there with him, and he was outside on the veranda. So God is good. He can be. God is someone who we have to trust and depend upon. And, you know, he calls you, and it's time for us to listen. So my testimony and praise for what he has done for that individual, I just pray that God will move his heart so that he will fully surrender his soul and give God the praise and worship him with spirit and in truth. So that's what I'm sharing, my dear. God is working, right? And if we trust him, he's able to do all things. This was a man who could not walk. This was a man who couldn't do anything for himself. And in a minute and a moment, a twinkling of an eye, the Lord had touched that body, and that body become a human being, I have to say, like the breath blow, and you become a human being. So God is good. He's able to do all things. And that is my testimony of praise, Celula. Thank you all for hearing.
Amen, amen, amen. Tell me what God can't do. Thank you, Sister Powell, for that testimony. And that man got up and walked the next day because, you know, Sister Powell, I'm going to say this, sisters and brothers, sometimes to get out of that hospital and to get in a area where somebody have Christ Spirit, that Spirit of God in their heart, in their life, and then he can have a healthy meal. Don't you know that can revive a person and give them that strength as the Holy Spirit worked with them? And, you know, it could have been such a spirit there, the spirit, you know, a lively spirit. The food revived him. And everything revived that man, and it gave him strength to get up. God is so good. You know, it's the strength being around people that has a good intention, a good heart, a good spirit. And when did a good meal, Sister Powell, I'm sure you gave him a good meal. You gave him that good meal, right? And when he gets something that is good and healthy and God just work it out. He works it out for people. So I'm so happy to hear that this brother was able to get up and begin to walk around. And you know what's important? He got outside and he went in the sun. All of them telling you, that sun give you strength. The sun. Praise God. I thank you, Sister Powell, for sharing that. Now, sisters and brothers, so far, Sister Powell's phone sounds good, and she's on her cell phone. She's calling from Jamaica for the state. They're about to have a storm. The storm haven't gotten there yet, but we're going to be praying. Sister Powell, you say the storm's supposed to reach y'all by midnight? Well, I think she's not there yet, but it's supposed to reach them later, so we're going to keep them in prayer.
We're having rain, Sister Leola.
Yes, y'all having rain.
Yeah,
and your phone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But your phone sounds so good. You picking up good for the state that you having
rain.
Yes,
yes. You're getting good
feedback. I don't hear you're not breaking up. You sound really good. So it is goodness of God that allow you to get through. So we want to thank you for sharing, especially giving that testimony just to let us know that it is not in no humans, it's not in no doctors, but the faith lies in God and what he has done for that man. So we appreciate that. Thank you, Sister Power. And we still have a few minutes. Brother Akeem should be on with us. And, well, Sister Power, do you have a minute just to, well, let me let Sister Tamika was going to sing one more song. And if you can pray, just offer a prayer, she can sing this song for us right quick. Amen. I'm going to open her line. Sister Tamika, you have another song you were going to sing for us?
Yes. Thank you so much.
Okay. Well, amen. You can sing the song.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Amen. This song is taken from Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8. Let me see if I can find it real quick. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8. And it says, also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and whom will go for us? Then I said, here I am, send me. So I'll be singing this song taken from Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8. Amen. Today, man, heap reproach and shame upon Jehovah's holy name. Some show God weak, some paint him cruel. There is no God so sharp the fool. Who go Jehovah's name to clear? Who sing his praise for all to hear? Lord, here I am, send me, send me. I'll sing your praises faithfully. No greater honor could there be, Lord. Here I am, send me, send me. Some made the claim that God is slow. The fear of God they do not know. Some worship idols made of stone. Some would put Caesar on God's throne. Who tell the wicked what's in store? Who warn of God's great final war? Lord, here I am, send me, send me. I'll sound the warning fearlessly. No greater honor could there be, Lord. Here I am, send me, send me. Today the meek ones mourn and sigh, because the evils multiply. With honest hearts they seek to find the truth that gives real peace of mind. Who go with comfort to the meek? Who help them righteousness to seek? Lord, here I am, send me, send me. I'll teach the meek ones patiently. No greater honor could there be, Lord. Here I am, send me, send me. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you so much for opening my line, Sister Leola. God bless you all. I love you all. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Tamiko. And God send me. Here we are. me, Lord, send me. I want to thank Sister Tamika for bringing us that song from Isaiah. And now, brothers and sisters, we're just going to ask Sister Power. Sister Power, Brother Rick has prayed a prayer earlier. He prayed for everyone. And he definitely lifts up you and Jamaica and all. And now we're just going to ask that you would give us a prayer by God's grace. Amen. If you can.
All right. All right, you're hearing me?
Your line is open. Yes, we can
hear
you very well.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes, brothers and sisters, now is the time as we have come to this portion. We have heard the various requests. We have heard the songs and the testimony and praise and the growth and the things that is happening. So now is our chance as we bow. Let us bow and lift up the Lord in prayer and give him all the praise. And also our speaker today, Brother Aki. Let's pray. I ask you to take a moment and lift up the ears when brothers and sisters in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you as the song said, here I am, send me. Father, we want to thank you as instrument, Lord, as your children, as your servant, as your representative, as your ambassador. Dear Lord, we acknowledge that you are in the most holy sanctuary now, and you gave us the permission, Lord, to be your servant, your leader, your representative, your ambassador, so that we can go and share the gospel, everlasting gospel message to the world, each and every one of us on this land. Heavenly Father, you have heard the request and the call and the prayer for your brothers and your sisters, all who are here, in which I will not repeat the name because, Heavenly Father, you heard the name already, Lord. Father, so we present each one of us to you. And you know our needs, Lord, and the desire of our heart, dear Father. And as we lift up our request to you in the most holy sanctuary, Heavenly Father, we know that you know everything about each one. And we are asking you, let your will be done. Tonight, dear Lord, we present to the moderator, Sister Leora. Continue to pour your blessings upon her and use her mightily. Lord, as I lift up the leadership and the members of this land, we want to thank you, dear Lord, that you have given us the opportunity, great opportunity, to be on this land nearly 9 years, Lord, coming up to 9 years, and we are still moving on. We thank you for the many new brothers and sisters who have joined us. We also thank you for those who used to be with us. Father, wherever they are, we ask you to pour your blessings upon them and ask them, Lord, to always remember you. Father, we lift up dear Father, man servant to you, Brother Rick. Lord, continue to bless him and his family members, his church family, his community as he works for this for us, Lord, each and every one. Father, he is dear, Lord, in everything, Lord. I just want to give him thanks as Advent Light Leader, Lord Jesus, ships of each one of us, Sister Paula, the Leola, myself, and all the others, Lord, that Father who strives and strives and strives to be the mastery, Lord, to control this land, and also our servant, Lord, my servant, Brother, our dear Brother Hakeem James, the young one. Father, we watch him, Lord Jesus, grow daily, and we just want to thank you, Lord, that you have covered him under your blood, gave him the opportunity to go and present the gospel message, the truth, everlasting gospel to the youth, Lord Jesus, and to everyone who he come contact with. We ask you to cover him under your blood and allow him to be the light, Lord Jesus, in this community and to other communities, Lord. We want to thank you tonight. Bless us, Lord, as we listen to your word. We ask you to help us that we will be transformed
and we were able, dear Father, to do what you want us to do. Help us to be obedient in all things, Lord, and also to have long suffering. So we leave all these requests to you, and we are asking you, Lord, to let your will be done, we pray. In Jesus' name, with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Powell, because we need prayers, and those prayers goes up to God, and his love come down to us as we are into his word, studying his word, praying and seeking him. So we thank you so much, my sister, and may God bless you and keep you and watch over you and protect you through these storms or whatever in Jamaica. Amen. So now,
amen.
Brothers and sisters, Brother Akeem is here on the prayer line, and we will open his line. He is the speaker for us tonight. And let us open his line. And Brother Akeem James is our speaker for tonight, and he will bring them. So he is on. So your line is open, Brother Akeem. God bless.
All right. Blessings, and thank you so much for having me on once again. As we continue to speak, give me one second, friends. Yes. All right, so as we are on, let's have a word of prayer as we commence. Can you hear me well, Sister Leola?
Yes, I can. Yes, we can. Amen.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Let's have a word of prayer as we begin. Father in heaven, guide us, give us wisdom and understanding. And I pray, O God, that as we study your word this evening, that, Lord, your words may come through clearly, and that what you would have us to share would come through clearly as well. Have us to understand would come through clearly as well, Lord. Truly, we can do nothing without you, but we of a surety it is we can do all things through Christ. So guide us to this end, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. All right. Okay, so if you have your Bibles with you, go with me in your Bibles to the book of Proverbs chapter 31, verse 10. Proverbs chapter 31, verse 10. And it states there in Proverbs chapter 31 and verse 10, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband that safely trusts in her. Now, it's powerful. The reason that this text is so powerful is because I'll be comparing some of the stuff that we read here to certain statements in the spirit of prophecy. In Scripture, we understand that a woman figuratively or symbolically represents the church. And so as we look at this subject, yes, it is speaking about the kind of wife that an individual, a man, should look for. That's true, that man making sure he himself is godly. But at the same time, it is also a powerful symbolic analogy of what the church should be. And so as we're reading this, one of the things that we're going to see is that this woman, a symbol of the church, reveals the things that the church, the members of the church, the individual members of the church, should study and understand. All right? So it says here, verse 12. Powerful. It says, she will do, speaking of the man that marries her, she will do him good and not evil. All the days of her life, she seeks wool and flax. All the days of her life. Verse 13, she seeks wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ships. She bringeth forth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion even to her maidens. She considereth a field, and buyeth it. This is powerful. So this means, from all that we're reading here, this woman is an industrious woman.
This woman is an industrious woman. And so in light of that, she is able to make not just ends meet, but she is able to thrive financially. That's one of the things that we're reading here. She's able to pull together different resources and make it work for her and her household. So this is why this is so powerful. It says she considers the field, meaning she observes it, she looks at it, and then buys it, which means she has the resources to get it. With the fruit of her hand, she plants a vineyard. She girds her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night, meaning she is working. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry, meaning she knows how to make clothing. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates. When he sits among the elders of the land, she maketh fine linen and then sells it and delivers girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. Why? Because of the fruits that she has sown in business. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the way of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. That's so powerful. So one of the things that we're reading here is that this woman is industrious. She's financially astute. She understands how to buy and how to sell. She understands how to observe what she is buying before she buys it to make sure that it's a good product. She's also creating products to sell. And those products that she sells, she is able now to sell it and gain a rich harvest from it, to buy land, to feed the poor, to take care of the needy. And also as a result of her work ethic and industry, it brings her husband and her household a good name among the elders, among those who are looking at their household from the outside. And so this is powerful because this is a representation of what the church must be to Jesus Christ in the sense of giving what? Causing the world to see Christ in a good light, just as what? She causes her husband to be seen in a good light. So this is powerful. That's what the church is to be to Christ. But notice why her husband received a good name. Her husband received a good name because she was an industrious woman. The same way, Christ, his name is glorified as the world is able to look in from the outside and see a church that is also industrious. A church that does not only believe in things as it concerns things spiritual, but also the church is insanely practical. They are able to look at this church and see, whoa, these people are not just the people who believe a certain message, but in their very lives, they are industrious, financially astute to bring that message, to build centers, to take lands and fields in order to express that message. And that's powerful because that's what God has called us to do in the last days, to buy land, to buy fields where we can do what? Set up centers of influence, set up sanitariums, set up outpost centers. All of these different things God is calling us to do, to be in the city and to buy places where we can have cafes or, as you would call it, hygienic restaurants, health food stores, to have centers of influences, churches. All of these things require industry. It requires us to be industrious. And so this is what we're seeing here. This woman, she eats not the bread of idleness, which means she is busy. Of course, she's keeping the health principles. We're told that Jesus was the busiest man in the world, yet he made sure to keep the health principles. And this is why It's powerful, yes. We can learn a lot from the entrepreneurs, even of the world. We must learn these powerful things. These men, as we read from the Spirit of Prophecy a few weeks ago, these men, God has given them gifts, and they are using those gifts and building up themselves, and also they are helping others, even though they're worldly. There are many things that we can learn. But the area in which they're missing out is many times they do these things and they go to the extreme. That's why you hear some entrepreneurs saying today, well, you know, I didn't sleep yesterday, I went all night. Or they may tell you, hey, you got to work to build a business, but that means you gotta sacrifice sleep. Or, hey, I got up, I went to bed at 11 and I got up at 3 and I kept working. And this is the idea that they give you, but friends, we are told differently. So it is to know the Spirit of Prophecy that we may learn from others, but at the same time, because we know the Word of God and the Spirit of Prophecy, we're able to filter those things. We're able to learn yet filter. And so friends, this is crucial as we move forward. We must learn, but yet we must have the foundation of the Bible and the Spirit of Prophecy to filter what we are learning. Because the more and more these principles that I'm mentioning here are practiced, the more and more it will bring us into connection with the people of the world, because they will begin to take notice of the Seventh-day Adventist movement, because they are seeing a movement, not only a powerful spirituality, but they're seeing a movement of industry. And so they will take notice of that, of this organization. And we are told that in the Spirit of Prophecy, there will come a day where Seventh-day Adventists will be put into prominence. They will be brought into prominence before the world. And I truly believe that it will be at the time where we begin to truly put in place the systems that God has called us to do, because we then have learned how to build the wealth to do that. And so I promised you all that I would mention to you some of the ways that I'm doing this. I want to read a statement from the Spirit of Prophecy that brings this out, and then we will go into it. So this is what it says, and this can be found. Let me make sure I can get the resource for you. Actually, this is found in the Ministry of Healing. Ministry of Healing, page 194. It states here, attention should be given to the establishment of various industries. Here it is, so that poor families can find employment. This is powerful, because you know what that's telling us? And can anyone, this is interesting, the title of this very chapter, let me give it to you. This is very interesting. It can be found in the Ministry of Healing, but I also want to give you Fundamentals of Christian Education. Fundamentals of Christian Education. Give me one second that I can get back to this statement. All right, so Fundamentals of Christian Education, and it can also be found in the Ministry of Healing. So Fundamentals of Christian Education, page 62. Now, I just want to read to you the actual, the title of this chapter. It's very interesting. The title of this chapter, believe it or not, it's called Chapter 15 of Fundamentals of Christian Education. It's called Social Justice. And that's what it's called. Interestingly enough, I find this powerful because it's showing us that the church has the answer. If it will implement all of the things that God has called us to, friends, we would have the ability, like Job, to be able to build centers of influence, provide jobs for the poor. All the issues that are involved in social justice today, the church will be able to provide it if we put in place the system that God has called us to do. So now this is what it says, page 62 of this chapter, chapter 15 of Fundamentals of Christian Education, entitled Social Justice. It says here on page 62, it states, let me get it here. Second, attention should be given to the establishment of various industries so that poor families can find employment. Carpenters, blacksmiths, and indeed everyone who understands some line of useful labor should feel a responsibility to teach and help the ignorant and the unemployed. This is powerful. So it's not just to build the sanitariums, not just to build carpenter shops or to build centers for blacksmiths or to build hygienic restaurants. It's to build these places and cause the church to be a place that we can go out to the highways and byways and see people that need jobs and say, we'll hire you. These are the principles that we abide by. These are the fundamentals of this organization, this hygienic restaurant. Are you willing to abide by these principles? Yes. All right. Come on. Give you a job. We are the ones called to provide these things, friends. As Job did in the Old Testament, he fed the poor. Being rich, he set up places where the poor could come and dwell. In ministering to the poor, there is a wide field of service for women as well as for men. The efficient cook, the housekeeper, the seamstress, the nurse. Keep in mind, we read about all those things as it concerns the woman in Proverbs 31. The help of all is needed. Let the members of the poor households be taught how to cook, how to make and mend their own clothing, how to nurse the sick, how to care properly for the home. Let boys and girls be thoroughly taught some useful trade or occupation. So you see that? So yes, a trade, some of them were just mentioned, or another occupation, to cause them to be what? The statement continues. Those who are taught to earn what they receive will more readily learn to make the most of it. And in learning, here it is, to be self-reliant, they are acquiring that which will not only make them self-sustaining, but will enable them to help others. Teach the importance of life's duties to those who are wasting their opportunities. Show them that Bible religion, and this is what many among present truth has caused it to be, just barely a theory. But she says, show them that Bible religion never makes men idlers. That's deep, friends. Christ always encouraged industry. And that's powerful. That's why I said it's powerful, because Christ himself was a carpenter before he went into a nomadic lifestyle of being an itinerant preacher. Friends, we are told in inspiration that wherever he went, he was a living sanitarium in his ministry. Friends, we are to do this. Don't be afraid of money. We are called to have a right relation to it, not to be lovers of it, but to learn how to make financial resources. That what can we do? We can do more for not just ourselves and our families, but we can build centers that can help others. She says, it says here, why stand ye here all the day idle? He said to the indolent, I must work while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. So, Jesus sought to correct the world's false standard of judging the value of men. He took his position with the poor that he might lift from poverty the stigma that the world had attached to it. He has stripped from it forever the reproach of scorn by blessing the poor, the inheritors of the kingdom, of God's kingdom. He points us to the path he trod, saying, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow. So friends, this is powerful. This is powerful. We are all woven together in the great web of humanity. Now, lest you think that means every man must now be poor, look at what she says after that. She says, we are all woven together in the great web of humanity, and whatever we can do to benefit and uplift others will reflect in blessing upon ourselves. The law of mutual dependence, the rich upon the poor and the poor upon the rich, runs through all classes of society. So friends, this is why we're seeing here, we must become a people of industry, that we may be able to help others and build centers that can help others and in turn be a demonstration. Can you imagine if we were to use our trades or our occupations, take resources and build centers of influence, where we can work and bring others to work that are unemployed. Friends, it would cause the church to be recognized as a movement that does not only preach the gospel, but that lives it. A movement that's not only preaching that Jesus is coming, but a movement that is living like it's the end of the world. How? Not just by saying it's the end of the world and calling out all of these things and focusing all the time on what the Pope is doing, but actually building centers and saying, we believe the world is coming to an end, and we're building centers to influence people in light of that. Friends, that's what we must do. Now, I have been doing this, and one of the things that I've been realizing, it is a slow work. To become a person that is able to develop your own occupation, to become a person that is able to do industry, to be industrious, friends, it is a slow work because it takes time to undo years of idleness. It takes time and concentration to undo years of doing things a certain way or at times not doing anything at all. Friends, it takes time also to set aside time so that while some of us may be doing a 9-to-5 job, we're also setting aside time that we have devoted to building and working on our own craft to help us to become self-sustaining or to build our own businesses. As I mentioned last time, it's not that we should just say, all right, you know what, whoa, this is what I should be doing. All right, I'm going to just leave my job tomorrow. No, friends, especially those of us who have families. Friends, it doesn't work that way. You will have to set aside time while you're doing your 9-to-5. And this is what many times gives people, the person who knows they want to build their own industry for God's cause. Friends, this gives them the strength to wake up and go to their 9-to-5. I know that there are many of us who we don't want to, we have our jobs that we're doing, we're working for someone else, and man, we're like, we're dreaming about having our own thing, our own occupation, where we can be a blessing to others. But at the same time, we're wondering, how do you do that? Friends, it's a slow work of setting aside a portion of time and saying, I'm going to now work on this craft that I want to do. And that helps you to get up each Monday morning. It helps you to get up each Tuesday morning because you know, I'm not only going to this job that maybe I don't like or in time I want to come away from, but you're also knowing that, oh, there's a part of this day that I'm working on what I really want to do. And so it helps us. It becomes an encouragement to us. There are two statements that I've done. So one of the things that I mentioned to you guys last week is to take time to ask yourself, okay, Lord, what are the gifts that I have? Hopefully you've done that. If you haven't done that, friends, I implore you to do it. The issue is not the money. Many of us say, oh, man, well, I don't have the money, so I really can't do anything in order of bringing something into life that I really like doing. The issue is not money. The issue is ideas. Do you have time to sit down, recognize what God has shown you your gift is, and then coming up with ideas of how, get this, to monetize that gift? Because when you have ideas, friends, the resources will come. The major thing, when you have ideas, and here it is, you go about seeking to consistently implement them, right? This is what I've learned. A few ideas implemented consistently. And we're using our gifts now. We say, okay, I have this gift. Now it's to come up with an idea of how to monetize this gift. A few ideas implemented consistently equals resources. The resources will come. But with what you have, the little that you have, the question is, what do you have in your hand? With the little resources that you have, go about seeking to implement ideas that will help you to monetize your gift. Two statements to keep in mind. Alexander G. Bell said it this way. Concentrate all your thoughts, and Ellen White actually says this in Mind, Character, and Personality, Volume 1. Concentrate all your thoughts upon the work at hand. And then he gives this illustration, this object lesson. The sun's rays do not burn until brought to a focus. That's why we have to concentrate. when you concentrate on a certain task, friends, give it your all. That's what focus looks like. And as you give it your all, God will help things to come into place. But you have to give it your all. Arnold Palmer said it this way. Concentration comes out of a combination of confidence, of course, confidence in God, and hunger. Do you have a hunger for God's cause? Then give your all to this work. And as I said before, what does giving your all look like? It doesn't look like just getting up and saying, all right, I'm just going to leave and head out to the country, knowing full well you haven't counted the cost. It doesn't look like just saying, I'm going to quit my 9-to-5 right now. Some people, yeah, they may be called to do that. But friends, this is not the general way. The general way is to begin working on it piece by piece consistently. Because there are many of us, friends, we have become impetuous. If we don't get something, if we don't get results now, we become discouraged. The thing we began to do and the idea that we had that we began to work on, because it didn't work out within a few days or a few weeks, all of a sudden we become discouraged and we're like, man, this is not working. Instead of giving it time and concentrating on it and taking a few months to a year working at it and doing your best at it, friends, that's what this kind of work calls for. Because I tell you, the reason that God lets it work out that way is because what God is trying to teach us is the lesson of patience, the lesson of endurance, the lesson of focus and concentration, and the lesson of character building, of to be builders of character. And what does that take? It takes time. It takes time to build the right character. And so here's a few things that I've been doing. So, okay, so I'll give you an example. I'll give you an example. One of the things that I've been doing is I said, okay, Lord, I looked at this principle in the book of Ecclesiastes. This is found in Ecclesiastes 11:2. And it's so powerful because many people overlook this passage. It says in Ecclesiastes chapter 11 and verse 2, it says this. It says, I'll read it from verse 1. Cast your bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days, right? So as you give, you shall receive. Now, many apply that just to the word of God, but it's not just for the word of God, friends. It also applies to finances. It also applies to resources. So cast your bread upon the waters, for after many days thou shalt find it. Now, notice what it says in verse 2. Give a portion to seven, and also to eight. Do you see that? So disperse yourself into a few things. But really, remember, you're using one gift. But you're doing this one gift in multiple ways. All right? You're dispersing this one gift in multiple ways. If it's resources that you have, you're dispersing them into different places that you know it will bring you. It will bring you much more resources in time. I'm going to explain how this works. For it says, why do we do it? For thou knowest not what evil shall be upon the earth. If the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. And if the tree fall toward the south or toward the north, in the place where the tree falls, there shall it be. In other words, when hard times come, it's going to be there. These things are coming. But we can prepare for that. He that observeth the wind shall not sow. You see that? And he that regardeth the clouds shall not reap. That's powerful. It seems like a simple statement. But what Solomon is saying here is, he that observeth the wind, in other words, if you're just looking at it, or if you're just feeling it, you're observing it, friends, that's not going to do anything. In other words, you are to observe the wind and then say, okay, whether something's coming or not, and prepare. But the one who only looks and observes, he won't sow anything. And he that regardeth the clouds, in other words, he's looking and he's seeing, like over here today in Baltimore, my mom and I were looking up at the sky and we saw, whoa, a storm's coming.
And we started to prepare because we had certain things to do. And so we said, let's get out of here and go do these things. And by God's grace, we got them done. But if we just sat there and looked at the clouds, friends, you won't reap anything just looking at the clouds. It's to look at the clouds and then prepare. All right? So in light of that, in light of these passages, here's what I did. I said, okay, Lord, that means, and the world understands this, what Ecclesiastes 11, verse 2 is showing us is that we must have multiple streams from which to pull from in time of crisis. That's why Solomon said, give a portion to 7 or to 8. A portion of what? A portion of what you have. So give a portion to 7 or to 8. For you know not what evil or what crisis shall be upon the earth. But many of God's people, the world understands this. That's why the men of the world, friends, and the women of the world, they have put their resources financially into many different places. And you know what many of them tell you when you listen to them? They say, I actually got that principle from Scripture. But the very people that believe in present truth, we've missed it. And so I realized this and I said, okay, Lord, all right, so let me sit down. I thought about the gift that I had. I realized, okay, I have the gift of speaking. I said, okay, Lord, now I need ideas as to how to monetize that gift. And so finally, and this is what I recommend for each and every one of you, get a notebook. Get a notebook in which you can write down not just your gift, but write down ways in which you can monetize that gift. And so here's what I did. I said, okay, Lord, there are a number of ways, finally I realized, where I can continue to build this gift and use the gift to spread the message of the gospel while at the same time making a living for myself, while at the same time, friends, building towards the goal of building sanitariums and hygienic restaurants. What did I do? I said, okay, Lord, I know that as a lay minister, I'm only making $400 per month. Now, friends, that's nothing. That's nothing. And at the same time, I knew, man, God also doesn't want me to just sit there and do nothing and rely and wait in order to get picked up, right? To get picked up by the church. Oh, man, I'm not picked up. Lord, there were days where I was sitting there, friends, and I was thinking, man, I haven't been picked up. What am I going to do? And the Lord was like, what do you mean? What are you going to do? Don't wait. Don't sit there and wait on the church to get you and pick you up. And my situation is very peculiar. I can't say what it is, but it's a very peculiar situation where they're working to bring me in, but at the same time, they're having hard times. So I was like, man, Lord, what do I do? The Lord was like, get up. Take your gift and monetize that gift and make a living from the gift and also contribute to my cause to build up the work that I'm showing you needs to be done. So I said, okay, Lord, I know that I have one source of income, the portion that the church is giving me. That's one portion. Now, what else can I do? The other thing that came to light was, okay, go out and find a way to make resources while you're doing lay pastoral ministry. And so what did I do? I went, and through the advice of others, my mother and some others, I went out and I said, okay, another way that I can make resources, which many people are doing now, to bring an extra source of income. I started driving for Lyft. I'm in the city. I said, okay, Lord, this way I can make resources to pay off debt, which Ellen White says we should fear like the plague, and also to make a living for myself and to help others and to build your cause. So friends, as a lay pastor, I started doing Lyft, bringing in resources from that, while at the same time bringing in resources from being a lay pastor from the conference. Then the Lord said, okay, now lay out other forms, other ways in which you can bring in an income. And so I laid out 4 other ways. One is YouTube, social media, YouTube, and also podcasting. Friends, it's interesting, and many are beginning in Seventh-day Adventism, and of course in the world, beginning to take hold of those resources. Because I realized, I sat down and I investigated, Lord, I realize, okay, I love speaking about your word. My work then is to share the gospel and bring it to the people on the platforms where they are. So I said, Lord, I'm not going to spend all of my time on social media. So I came off a few places on social media and I focused on a few. So I came off of Facebook and Instagram and I said, Lord, I'm going to focus on YouTube and podcasting. And I started doing this and it blew my mind what started happening. I realized, okay, once I reach a certain amount of subscriptions, YouTube will actually pay you as you're posting. And depending on how influential the message that you're sharing is, friends, YouTube will actually pay you in order to post what you're posting after 1,000 subscriptions. And I said, Lord, I will make that one of my goals. And friends, that's one of the reasons many become discouraged, which has been helping me not to become discouraged. What you're doing is you're having a notebook in which you're laying down these things, and then you set what is called short-term goals in order to reach what you're wanting to do. And when you reach those short-term goals, you have a simple, not extravagant, but a simple celebration, because it will encourage you to keep going to the next short-term goal until you reach it. So you're concentrating. But when you reach the goal, you celebrate, you say, Lord, thank you. You go out, probably go out to one of your friends' vegan restaurants that they're doing, Seventh-day Adventist restaurant, where they're selling plant-based food, and you celebrate that day. You probably go out and you hang out with a friend or whatever it is. You celebrate, and then you set another short-term goal to go higher. And so I started doing this on YouTube, and it's powerful because I was at 571 subscriptions when I started. And then I started posting simple one-minute videos. And friends, it blew my mind. In a simple one-minute video, all of a sudden my views started rising from one or two, because I said, Lord, I'm posting on the Three Angels Messages and I'm putting my time into editing these videos for 30 to 58 minutes, and no one's watching this message. But yet people will go and they'll watch kids play video games. I was like, Lord, the world is so warped. But God said to me, he said, Akeem, find a way. Sit down and become creative in how you deliver the message. And so, friends, I said, okay, I'll do one-minute YouTube shorts, they call them, sharing messages on is the secret rapture true or not? What will happen to God's people during the seven last plagues? Is there a seven-year tribulation? And friends, as I started posting these videos, posted one on the second coming, within a few days, over 2,000 views. I posted another one, 1,800 views. And so people start, or I should say it this way, almost 2,000 views. 1,800 views. And so as I looked at that, I was like, what, Lord, this is... And as that started happening, within 28 days, 70, over 80 now, I should say, subscriptions. And I said, Lord, it's that simple? God was like, yes, as you become creative. And so I said, okay, Lord, I will do that, and I will do podcasting. As I laid these ideas down, friends, more ideas began to come to create ebooks. Many people, friends, are on their phones. They're on their computers, reading books there rather than opening a literal book. And so I said, Lord, I'll create books as well. If I can speak on this topic, surely I can write on it and have someone edit it so that literature will get out to the people, because that's one of the works that we were told to do by the Spirit of Prophecy, creating literature for people to reach. And so, friends, I'll end off with that. Next week, I'll go into it even more. But this is one of the ways that I saw, okay, I speak. Now, how do I monetize? How do I?
My speaking. How do I monetize my speaking?
And so as I did this, friends, now I'm beginning to realize different avenues whereby I can make more and more resources, building it up until finally I get to the place where I can monetize these things. And once I do, I will then have resources
to actually do the work. Because many of God's people, friends, they want to build hygienic restaurants. But the issue is lack of creativity. The issue is not finances. The issue is lack of creativity to finally bring in financial resources. So I pray that this makes sense. I went way over time, but I pray that this made sense to you, friends. Let's have a word of prayer. Father in heaven, illuminate our minds, Lord, and draw us ever closer to you. Help us to learn how to now use our gifts and see how we can monetize the gift that we have in different ways on different platforms to bring us to the point where we can finally then build up this work that you're calling us to, becoming self-reliant and not waiting for others to come to us to give us the resources that we need. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Brother Akeem, for this information. I said, she can do some of this stuff. But I just want to thank God for the ways that you taught how we can make money. And, you know, as I thought about Sister Power and her blessing, you know, how she wanted to create that restaurant and how she, Sister Power has a very good gift. And she taught me some things. And that's a way that, like Sister Power said, we can actually do this from home. So, Brother Akeem, thank you.
One question I have
for brothers and sisters. When you said, when the word says give a portion to seven and also eight. Now, I heard some people say that they got money coming seven and eight different ways, coming in from different things. Is that what that scripture pretty much saying, that they got money coming in many different ways from different profits?
That's one of them. That's one of them. Because what is happening now, Sister Leola, is that the people of the world have begun to understand this concept. And what they're doing is once they've made financial resources, they are investing those resources in such a way that it multiplies over time and brings back resources to them. And so they have mastered it. So therefore, this is why they can build huge enterprises, because the money quadruples. They've learned how to, in other words, somebody put it this way, they've learned how to, and this is what prevents them from loving money, they've learned how not to work for money, but they've learned how to make their money work for them. So a lot of times they're sleeping while their money is multiplying.
Yeah.
That's one of the applications. That's one of the applications for sure.
Amen. And I understand now that YouTube thing. That's why people are trying to get you to subscribe to their YouTube, because the more you watch, the more they get paid. So that's that is a blessing. So you're going to have to send me your YouTube thing so I can subscribe to you. And, you know, by God's grace, bless you, you know, by, you know, watching or listening to these things. And I got to send it to my sister Brenda. I send it to Sister, you know, just send it to the brothers and sisters. And you know, we can help. So, but there's one question. Brother Eli wanted to ask you a question. He wanted to, he told me to ask you about, he has a brother that just got baptized, and he wanted to know how can he hear the word? How can you share the word with him? How can you share the word? Or I want to be fair to him and ask the question. So how can he? Go ahead.
The question is, how can he share the word to his friend that just got baptized?
No, he wanted to know how can you share with the brother that, and he's a brother that's a new Christian, and he just came in. I told him, I say, well, Brother Akeem is in another state, but he wants to know how you can teach him, or if you can give him Bible studies or something like that.
Yeah, if he is open to it, you can the brother can contact me. I have an email. He can contact me. I could share my phone number with him on there, and we can connect.
Okay. Okay. I'll let him know. So but okay then, Brother Hakeem. Go ahead.
No, yeah, the email is Ultimate Cry. That's the name of the ministry, ultimatecry7@gmail.com.
Okay. All right then. Well, okay. Well, we thank you for sharing this message with us, especially how to be an entrepreneur. And may God bless our sisters and brothers and help us to, you know, to get these ideas and put them on paper and let the Lord speak to us like he's been speaking to you and what to do and how to do these things. So I just want to thank my sisters and brothers for joining us and the people across the countries that's on different countries. I want to thank them for joining us and everybody that came on here to listen to this message. May God bless each and every one of you that we all can pull something through so we don't have to be dependent on the system. By God's grace. So once again, Brother Hakeem, we want to thank you, Hakeem, for bringing us this message. As always, God bless you. Amen. So brothers and sisters, we're going to say once again, we're going to say thank you, and we're going to just play a song, and we're going to say good night, brothers and sisters, and the next time we hear you, we're going to be on Thursday night, which is Health Thursday. And we ask that you all join us to get more familiar with your body and what you should use and how God will bless you by using the health message. Amen? So we're going to play this song, and you have a good night. And God bless. Thank you, Brother Hakeem, once again. Bye-bye, sisters and brothers.
Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through his infinite mercy, his child and forever I am. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. His child and forever I am. Redeemed and so having Jesus, no language my rapture can tell. I know that the light of his presence with me doth continually dwell. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Silence, his love is the theme of my song. Redeemed.